back to Ashburton. We're about ready to start now.
It's Political Commentary.
With Dr. Bryce Edwards. Morena Bryce, how are you?
Morena Rachel, I'm great. I'm loving all the changes in politics at the moment. It's just so fascinating.
I know, it must be a busy time for a commentator.
It is, and these polls were just extraordinary. The one that came out on Monday to show that the government was, or Labour Party was on 57% support, Ardern on 60% support, but poor old Simon Bridges down to 5%, and National at 31%. You know, this really was just such a big change, and no one would be terribly surprised about it because, of course, we've just seen this major global crisis, and this government has handled it so well, but it does have ramifications now for National.
And, of course, we've seen yesterday that those ramifications are coming from inside the party too. There is a lot of talk about contestation, who might be going up for a challenge as the leader or the deputy as well. And we're hearing Todd Muller and Nikki Kaye's names thrown around a lot. What are your thoughts on this, Bryce?
Yes, I mean, it's not just rumours. It is the case that there is a challenge now. And so Todd Muller has sent a letter to the rest of the National MPs to say that he wants to challenge Simon Bridges for the job. He's expected to bring along Nikki Kaye as his deputy, and Simon Bridges has said, right, sure, we'll have a showdown on Friday afternoon, we'll have emergency caucus meeting, and we'll have a vote, and this will decide things. And it's not clear who's going to win this at this stage. I mean, Simon Bridges has really, you know, struggled over the last 2 years. Mm-hmm. National's had very high support in the polls, but Bridges' own support has been, you know, pretty low. And he's just had gaffe after gaffe, mistake after mistake. And so I think, really, you know, this is a long time coming. And his caucus, you know, colleagues really just have to decide to back him or sack him, because, you know, they can't just keep on having this instability and, you know, a divided caucus. At this stage, I think Muller is likely to win. I think the momentum is with him, just because Simon Bridges has been flailing about so badly. And, you know, the National MPs are getting pretty desperate. They're worried. I mean, what if they do have a 31% poll result when it comes to September? It means about 16 of the caucus will be wiped out. It means National will be, yeah, just annihilated, you know, in this contest. So back, you know, if you think back to 2017, when Labour were similarly doing very badly, you know, they had Andrew Little as leader. He was struggling as well. They looked around for someone else in desperation, and they found someone that was much better than Andrew Little. So National's trying to replicate that and thinking that Todd Muller might be the person.
So who actually is Todd Muller? There's been a bit of, I guess, discussion about where's he come from, what's his background. What is his background, Bryce?
His background is, as with a lot of MPs, working in Parliament. He worked for Jim Bolger when Bolger was the National Party Prime Minister. He then went on to work for Fonterra, rising quite high in the leadership with that. He's a business person. He became a MP for National in 2014, Bay of Plenty. So he's a regional sort of agricultural, you know, MP. And he's seen as being, I think this is the crucial part, he's seen as being much less right-wing than Simon Bridges. So Simon Bridges and Paul Bennett have really pushed the party more to the right and to be more socially conservative. And I don't think that's worked really well for them. And so basically you've got Todd Muller, Nikki Kaye saying, we'll take things in a more liberal direction, less hard right. And I think that's probably a winning formula. Nikki Kaye, I think, has got that ability to speak to a lot of urban voters, to a lot more sort of social liberals that have been turned off National, really, under Bridges and Bennett. And Todd Muller's got the other side of that equation, being the more provincial person that can, you know, is popular with farmers, popular with those out in the provinces. So that's really the pitch they're making. And it's hard to see exactly how things are going to change in the next 24 hours, because there's lots of lobbying going on in the National Party. Backbench MPs, doing deals, wanting to know what they'll get from Bridges if they stay with him, or what they'll get if they go with Muller and Kaye. And I think the momentum, like I say, is probably with Muller and Kaye for a change. And what might be crucial, though, is the likes of Judith Collins and Mark Mitchell. So they kind of are seen as, you know, being in charge of a few factions in National, and they might be able to deliver the votes either for Bridges or for Muller to, you know, of their supporters, which could end up being the crucial factor here.
What do you think this might mean for Paula Bennett? Because obviously she's tied to Simon in many ways because she is the deputy and has been a vocal supporter of him for obvious reasons. What do you think this could possibly mean for her? Will we still see her having a prolific role in the party if Simon, for example, is removed from the leader?
Yeah. I mean, certainly if he goes, the deputy goes and she loses her position. But she's also got the really important job of running the campaign this year, the election campaign for National. She's the campaign chair. I suspect she'd have to go. I don't know. I expect what normally happens in these coups is whoever wins pretty much demotes all their opponents. Sometimes they will keep a few important people on board to try and keep some sort of unity. Paula Bennett might benefit, so to speak, from the need to unite the party. And so she might be able to be kept on the front bench. But I doubt it. And I think what Muller is going to campaign on is a refreshed National Party and getting rid of some of the kind of old baggage that comes with that.
Well, this is certainly going to be a big conversation, and I'll be really interested to see how this rolls out for the rest of the week.
Crucially, is a new poll out tonight.
Yes.
So TV1, Conway Brunton poll at 6 p.m, and that, will have a big effect on that decision-making process, I believe.
Just before we let you go, I just wanted to touch base because those polls usually tend to tell slightly different things. Could you just quickly explain what the difference between the one that we've seen, which is the News Hub Read poll, and then the Colmar Brunton one, which is coming out tonight?
Yeah, they have different methodologies. I mean, they do differ in their biases. The Colmar Brunton tends to be a bit more sympathetic to National, and the News Hub one's a bit more sympathetic to Labour. That chops and changes over the years, but at the moment, yes, the Conway Brunton one has given National bigger numbers in the last 12 months. So, you kind of have to factor that in and expect that National will be better treated by this poll, but it just depends on whether they're at, if they're all still at like 35%, I think that will be seen as still a very bad poll for National, even if it's a few percent above News Hub.
Well, it'll be something to definitely keep our eyes on as well. Hey, thank you so much, Bryce. It's great to chat to
Thanks,
you.
Rachel.
We'll talk to you again in a
cheers.
Couple of weeks.
Okay.
Bye.
Okay, cheers. Okay, bye.
You just heard a bit of political commentary.